Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Let's welcome in Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing absolutely wonderful.
Mary Kay, Ken wants to know, is Baker going to force his way out of Cleveland?
That's not what I said. Don't even answer that question. That's not what I asked. It's not what I wondered. I'm not saying that whatsoever. I was going to go in a completely different route, Mary Kay, and we thank you very much for joining us. All I was saying, just to explain myself to you, is that there was a rumor going around from Colin Cowherd that maybe Russell Wilson could force his way to New York because of Sierra, and it just got me thinking, well, wait a minute here. We know the Browns' history hasn't been good. I'm not saying Baker should force his way out of anywhere, obviously, but maybe there should be a possibility that he knows his rights or he knows what he's capable of in the future just to keep the Browns honest, because you want to do what's right for the quarterback, which means what's doing right for the franchise. Am I not right, Mary Kay?
Well, you know, it seems to me that that the Cleveland Browns are a high enough profile team that I think that there will be enough going on here to keep him happy. And I think if it was good enough, if the Cleveland market was good enough for LeBron for all those years, I think it'll be good enough for Baker. Now, at some point, he might want to be in a New York-type situation or L.A. or something like that. But for right now, for the foreseeable future, I think that there will be enough attention on this market and this team to satisfy him.
Oh, there we go. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Had Zach Jackson on yesterday, said maybe John Dorsey won't spend all that cap space that he has. We're getting kind of excited about this because he does have young players that he might want to sign. How active do you feel that they are going to be in free agency? We know you've talked about trades. Is that a route he'd rather go other than signing guys who might end up being free agents?
Well, I think they will probably sign some free agents because, again, this team has a ways to go, and I would imagine that he'll find three or four players out there in free agency that intrigue him. I don't think it'll be the 10, 11 that he signed last year, and I don't necessarily think it will be a lot of huge name guys in free agency. But again, I do think he will look at some trades and some trade opportunities because generally those are the kinds of guys that, as we talked about before, some of them are in the prime of their career and just need a change of scenery, have worn out their welcome. A lot of times those are receivers. Who have, they need somewhere else to go where they people will like them again. So I think you'll see some things like that, but I don't think you'll see him spending big bucks on 10 or 11 free agents.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. I think that will come to a surprise to many Browns fans who they know that the GM, John Dorsey, said he's not going to spend like a drunken sailor, but you know, Browns fans have been waiting for years for them to spend money. And now they have a team, and they're ready to pounce, and they have a rookie on a rookie quarterback salary. So, Mary Kay, should there be, you know, some wiggle room on this? Should there be some names, or do you think they'll sit there and wait for maybe a Beckham deal, maybe a Von Miller deal, depending on how things go in Denver, so on and so on?
Well, I'm not saying that there won't be some big names coming to town. I just don't think that free agency doesn't seem to be his favorite way to add a ton of guys if he can find guys in trade situations. Now, again, those are not always easy to do. But, you know, this team, in the first 2 days of the league year last year, John Dorsey made a flurry of moves. I mean, tons of trades, tons of signings. Well, he had to overhaul the team in 1 year like that. He had to add whatever it was, 18 new players or something like that in the first couple of weeks of free agency. He doesn't have to do that again. They don't need 18, 20 guys. I mean, you still have 10 draft picks. So, no, I don't think it's going to be like it was last year. I think he will pick his spots and add about 5 impact players somehow.
So, Mary Kay, obviously the news came down that Jalen Strong, who missed all of last season with a knee injury, has gotten picked up by the Cleveland Browns. And he was heralded coming out of college, ends up being a third-round pick. And obviously injuries have played a part in some of his struggles. With all of that said, the Browns have two free agents currently on the team that are wide receivers. What do you make of their wide receiver situation going into the season?
Well, you know, I've long thought, and everyone thinks that they need to add to the pile, and I think they still need to continue to do that. In fact, I would either draft an X-type receiver fairly high or trade for one or sign one. I still think they need one or two of those type of guys. Take a little pressure off Jarvis, give Antonio Callaway time to develop and things like that. But Jalen Strong gives them another guy with speed, another guy with size, who has been plagued by injuries, and his career was just kind of went off the tracks. And I think it's another opportunity for him to come here and try to get himself back on track. He set out all last year with a torn ACL. But as you could see with a guy like Breshad Perriman, you know, you pair him with a Baker Mayfield, and all of a sudden he doesn't look like as much of a bust anymore. So I think it's a chance for Jalen Strong to come in here to use his speed, which was 4.4, coming out of Arizona State, and come in here and see if he can't contribute to this football team.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Okay, scale 1 out of 10, how likely is it that Odell Beckham Jr. becomes a Cleveland Brown this offseason?
I would say probably 4 or 5 at this point.
It's not too terrible.
Mary Kay, do you understand how many shows we've done? Can't you goose that up a little bit?
Well, you know, no one has been on the trade for Odell bandwagon more than I have, dating all the way back to training camp of last year. Or, you know, even earlier that last year when I was talking to John Dorsey about it at the owners' meetings, and he was meeting with Dave Gettleman for breakfast and things like that. So I've been on that bandwagon for a long time. So I wish I could say more than 4 or 5, because even though he brings his own set of baggage and issues that you might have to deal with in the locker room just from a personality type standpoint, I would still go for the gusto here, and I would give up. I'm on record as saying I would at least give up the number 17 and then something else good.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline, covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. TMZ, I think, caught up with Baker Mayfield somewhere, as they always do, to find out how much he had been interacting with Kareem Hunt. I think he kind of blew it off at the time. And you know, I always wonder, in the offseason, what are these guys doing? Did the Browns encourage them to get away, to not think about football, to get away from the Browns? Or do they want these guys, you know, maybe doing drills together, going out there on high school fields in California or Florida and working out?
Well, when we talked to Freddie Kitchens, a couple of us got a chance to sit down with Freddie Kitchens at the Senior Bowl a couple of weeks ago, and he said he encouraged Baker to get away from it all for a while, because leading up to the draft, it was nonstop for him. He had to work out in preparation for the draft, and then it just went on and on and on. He never really got that break from his last college season until this offseason. So he encouraged him to get away, do what he had to do. Baker's been out in L.A. He's renting a home out there, I believe. And, of course, he's still working out, but he's doing some other things and just kind of changing it up a little bit. The thing about these guys is they start back 2 weeks sooner than everybody else in the NFL that doesn't have a new head coach. So their offseason program begins on April 1st. They won't wait until then to start working out. At some point, you'll see those guys, I'm sure, joining Baker out in somewhere in California like they did last year when they all worked out at USC for a while. You'll see that again. And again, interestingly enough, Odell worked out with them last year in part because he's such good friends with Jarvis Landry. But you'll see that happening soon. But yes, they were encouraged to take some time away.
Do you think with everything going on in Pittsburgh right now that the demise is coming, or that we're getting a little ahead of ourselves with what's going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, you know, I liken it in some ways to what always happens with Tom Brady and the Patriots. The sky is always falling. Everyone always thinks, you know, it's the end of the Patriots dynasty and they are just never going to be good again. But when you have a good, solid organization, the way that you have with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and when you have a good quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger, you really can't count out a team. If they add a few pieces, what if they end up with Odell Beckham Jr. or something? I mean, you just never know. So, I don't think that it's time to write off the Steelers just yet. They still have talent. They still have Ben. They still have a good, solid front office that knows how to stack a football team.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Of the young guys who are still on their rookie deals, and it's easy to say Baker and it's easy to say Denzel Ward and Myles Garrett, who would be the ones that are most important to you to extend over the next couple of years?
Well, you know, they have a couple of years, obviously, to figure some of that out. But, you know, you definitely want to keep the core of this football team and some of those, obviously, big name and first-round picks. You know, it'll be interesting to see as they go along. You know, you've obviously got Nick Chubb. You haven't even gotten Austin Corbett on the field yet. We've talked about that before. But, you know, you just really kind of have to look mostly at the guys that John Dorsey and his crew have picked, because those are the guys that they are going to want to hang their hats on and stay committed to as they go forward.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. You know we appreciate it. All the best, and we'll talk to you again next week. That's a combine, right?
Yep, we will be talking from the combine.
Oh, my. Guys running around in their skivvies. It's a fantastic time for all of us. Mary Kay, we thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, the Cleveland Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com and the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Have you determined yet, like, if you were living in Indianapolis, would you go watch the combine? Because I know they're doing...
Well, you can't. They won't let you in there when they're actually combining.
Wait, I thought they were giving away seats now. You could actually go in there and
see
some of it.
Oh, wait, they might. Is it different with the media? They sell seats, but the media can't get in?
Yeah, they do raffle off seats, I believe, or they give them away or something. I'll look into it, but they do let fans get in for certain portions.
Yeah, you'd go watch that, right? Wouldn't you go do that?
I don't know.
Oh, I think it'd be kind of fun to see that. Plus, you got guys...
watching guys just run the 40-yard dash.
But it's not... Remember, it's not really packed in there, so they only raffle off a couple of seats, mm-hmm. So you're going to get to see guys in their element. You'll be able to look behind you, and you'll see up in a booth or up in one of the suites, like Bill Belichick sitting there. That'd be kind of cool, right?
I don't know.
Boy, you just don't like football. If it was a summer league, you'd love it.
No, I told you. I'm more of a basketball fan.
I know that.
But when it comes to the NFL, I got to see... guys in games on Sundays, preseason. I always hate preseason. But once the season starts, I'm all in. I don't like all of those kind of things on the periphery nearly as much as I do. Now, NBA, you're right. I'll watch summer league basketball, which is terrible basketball. But I will watch that because, you know, I love looking for the next star, and they're playing the game. Combine, they're not really playing the game. Not really doing any of that. They're just doing drills.
Yeah, I still disagree.
In the loss to North Carolina this week, the likely number one pick in the NBA draft listed as day-to-day. His status for tomorrow night's game against Syracuse, though, is unknown. College hoops last night, Cleveland State losing to Wright State 87-61. Vikings scored a season-low 23 points in the second half. Indian skipper Terry Francona saying that the Tribe has signed reliever Tyler Clipper to a minor league contract. The 12-year veteran was in Toronto last season, appeared in 73 games, and had an ERA of 3.67. Meanwhile, the last day of workouts for the Indians before Cactus League play begins. Indies and Reds in Goodyear tomorrow. Adam Plutko is going to start for the Tribe. Only I'm going to take 92.3 The Fan with you is the radio.com app. Download it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.